This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Key Republican leaders in Washington are siding with President Donald Trump in his uphill legal fight to show that vote counting fraud is widespread enough to overturn the projected presidential election victory of Democrat Joe Biden. On Tuesday at a news conference, Mr. Biden said President Trump's failure to recognize the election results was, quote, an embarrassment. He added he had not yet spoken with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who has yet to acknowledge Biden's win despite a friendly relationship between the two men. Biden said he felt that the Republican Party, with a few exceptions, has been, in his words, mildly intimidated by a sitting president. A handful of current Republican lawmakers and a broader list of former Republican officials are acknowledging Biden's win in last week's national election. But McConnell, along with House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, said Trump need not concede the election as his campaign files suits alleging voting and vote count irregularities. So far, Trump has lost the first five lawsuits that have been decided, with perhaps a dozen more yet to be considered by judges around the country. Political analysts say that even if Trump is successful in some of the remaining suits, the vote totals that would change in a handful of states would not overturn Biden's victory. Biden's winning effort to become the country's 46th president became apparent on November 7th, when the outcome in the eastern state of Pennsylvania tipped in his favor, giving him more than the 270 votes needed in the Electoral College, which decides the outcome of U.S. presidential elections. You can find more on this and other stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We've also got an app that you can download. It's easy to use. And from Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Ahead of the U.S. Veterans Day holiday on Wednesday, the Trump administration has announced lifetime free access to U.S. national parks for all military veterans and so-called Gold Star families, meaning the immediate family of a service member who died while serving during a military conflict. President Trump was heavily criticized in September after The Atlantic magazine reported he allegedly referred to U.S. soldiers killed in combat as, quote, suckers and losers, allegations the president has denied. Veterans Day is commemorated each year on November 11th in the United States. That's a tradition that began when World War I ended on that day in 1918 with Germany's surrender. The day honors anyone who has served in the U.S. Armed Forces. In a typical year, the day is marked by ceremonies, military bands, and parades across the country. This year, because of the coronavirus pandemic, many events have been canceled, scaled back, or switched to a virtual format in many cities. A majority of the U.S. Supreme Court signaled on Tuesday it's likely to rebuff a Republican effort to strike down the country's Affordable Care health care law that provides medical insurance for millions of Americans. At a hearing in Washington before the nine-member court, two conservative jurists, Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Brett Kavanaugh, both indicated they were inclined to join three liberals on the court in keeping the law in effect. The Affordable Care Act, nicknamed Obamacare, was enacted in 2010 and fiercely opposed by Republicans. It sought to incentivize Americans to purchase private health care insurance. It also expanded access to government-funded health care for the poor. Initially, the law required a tax penalty to be paid by Americans who did not buy health insurance, but Congress in 2017 reduced that penalty to zero. Justice Kavanaugh commented Tuesday that it seemed, quote, fairly clear that the rest of the law should be left in place. Hundreds of Russian peacekeepers are heading to Nagorno-Karabakh after Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed to a peace deal to end weeks of fierce fighting over the disputed region. The Moscow-brokered agreement came after a string of Azerbaijani victories in its fight to retake the ethnic Armenian enclave. Refugees fled to Sudan on Tuesday, and the African Union appealed for a ceasefire in a North Ethiopian region where the government is waging a military offensive against local leaders defiant of the prime minister's authority. Officials say about 2,500 Ethiopians have escaped across the border to Sudan. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.